Well, if you're joining us for the first time, maybe because of some of our recent media coverage, you should know that you're joining us midweek for these daily challenges. And so we've introduced a topic on Monday, the idea of being bullied or persecuted. Tuesday, we looked at the Bible, what Jesus said about that, and he said, "Blessed are those who are persecuted." And he says it sometimes happens on his account. It's because of him. It's not because of you, but it's because if you're trying to live like Jesus, it can be offensive to some. Well, today we're looking at rejoicing in persecution, because that's what Jesus says his followers should do, and it sounds really difficult, and it will be. Our natural tendencies, as we explored yesterday, are to fight back, or to run away, or to sulk, or to just grin and bear it, and to think, you know what, I'll be strong enough. But Jesus is saying to rejoice and be glad in it. And that sounds crazy if your automatic reaction is to grin and bear it, because grinning and bearing it means you're going to find the power in yourself to get through something. And maybe you've had the experience in life of trying to do that and finding that that wasn't enough. That's where rejoicing comes in. Rejoicing kind of calls us outside of ourselves. It's when we're happy and joyful about something that's happened, something that's generally happened to us. It's a surprise. It's a happy surprise. True joy comes from that kind of satisfaction. It's not just the smug satisfaction of, oh, I did a good job, I was strong. Rejoicing, to me, certainly sounds like something more spontaneous. And in that way, it kind of calls us outside ourselves to say, in persecution, what can I look to? Where can I draw strength from rather than myself? And in this case, it is God. As we explored yesterday, Jesus is saying that this is what God values. In God's world, God's kingdom, heaven, this is what's important to God. Not those who bully and persecute, not violence, hatred, abuse, but rather he rejoices in those who rejoice in him. Jesus is inviting people to look outside themselves and to rejoice and be happy in who God is, and that God is bigger than any of the issues that we face day to day. That God's kingdom, God's plan for this world is coming in its fullness. And that's going to come someday, and followers of Jesus are those who practice it, so they're ready for it when it comes. And those who persecute, those who hate, those who revile, those who abuse, they're the ones who are so not ready for this when it comes. When God's kingdom comes, they'll be used to a completely different way of life. They won't have a place in God's kingdom. But those who've been practicing, they'll be the ones who are ready. And so he says rejoice, because God's kingdom is full of joy. So start practicing joy. Start practicing God's kingdom, heaven. Start living heaven on earth today. And whatever you're facing, be able to draw on something outside of yourself. Now, I always want to be clear that when people do physically abuse, when people commit illegal, immoral acts against another person, this doesn't mean we grin and bear it, and that you just have to put on a happy face and put up with something that is illegal, that is dangerous. There are ways to get help, and I'd encourage you to reach out and get that help. It comes from outside yourself, and God has provided so many good resources for helping people out of terrible situations. So if that's you, don't take this teaching to mean you just put on a happy face and allow somebody to hurt you. Well, we have a question for you to consider as always. It's Thursday, so it's really an application. Think of somebody who you could say, to some degree, persecutes you. Somebody who simply does not see eye to eye with you and seems to actively go out of their way to give you a hard time. Maybe it's somebody at work. Maybe it's somebody else in your life. But whoever it is, think about that person. Think about a recent time when you felt that persecution. Consider what rejoicing in that persecution might look like instead. Rejoicing in practicing God's kingdom, being the source of that persecution, the cause of that persecution, and that it's a sign that you are in good company with God's people, his prophets, all the way on down to people today who are actively following Jesus and being persecuted as well. That this is a sign of somebody actively following Jesus, is when there is opposition. So consider somebody in your life who fits that description. Consider what rejoicing would look like, and if you have a chance today to put it into practice, give it a try. Well, have a good time putting things into practice today. I'll see you tomorrow when we reflect on this. Bye for now.